Well, pal, what do you say? Let's watch some superstars.
All right. What are we watching tonight? Episode 5?
It's the 5th episode available on the cock, anyhow.
There's Sean Mooney on it.
Of course Sean Mooney's on it. Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. We're in for a treat then.
Of course. That's my favorite part was when Sean Mooney shows up.
I need to make sure my eyebrows are visible to so I don't feel less of a man when I see Sean Mooney.
Show that brings you terrible matches but wonderful mullets. It's the mayor of superstars. I'm your host, Brent Piles, and if it's the mayor of superstars and I didn't come here alone, my friend the mayor of Canton's here as well. Mayor, how you doing?
The mayor is fantastic tonight. He's ready to see some mullets, anything that isn't Chrisley Knows Best. Even a mullet wouldn't make Chrisley Knows Best likable.
No.
And yeah, excited for some superstars wrestling tonight. Hoping for some Sean Mooney.
There's a guy that comes into my work and he has a sweet 1980s mullet. And I told people I work with, I was like, that guy would make a killer late 80s, early 90s wrestlers. And people just, they don't understand me. They don't get what I'm trying to say.
It's a shame. Does he come in Zubaz?
No, he doesn't own any Zubaz, much like Glenn Abbott doesn't own any Zubaz either.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I'm still hoping. Maybe I'll send some to Glenn across the pond.
That'd be great, man. And maybe Glenn might win that John Cena action figure. We're still
selling it here. I mean, giving it away.
We're still working on giving that away. All right, so we're gonna watch Superstars, of course. It's May 16th, 1992, and we are gonna get this thing loaded up. I'm gonna get this thing loaded up. Is it paused? Is it not paused? I'm not sure. It isn't, but now it's paused, and we're gonna go back. All the way back to zeros.
All the way back in our time machine to May 16th, 1992.
That's right. Fire it up. You ready? Here we go.
I'm ready.
I don't know why it's time machine is a drum sounding, but
little old 11-year-old mayor, 1992, probably watching some turtles.
Probably. We were just talking about Ninja Turtles. The Ninja Turtle versus the Foot Clan would have been a hell of a feud in any territory.
Mm-hmm. Very much.
All right, let's get this thing going. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and here we go.
Oh, I'm so excited.
It's always exciting to watch WWF Superstars.
Oh, we even got the music today.
Oh, not anymore. It's gone. Oh, dang. We had the music.
We had
Sorry.
The music. We had to cut that off, copyrights.
I don't know. I don't think they're checking ours for copyrights. Otherwise, I'd have been in trouble a long time ago. I put it on YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You get picked up by Vince McMahon and Barry Bloom.
I don't want to do that. God damn it, pal. Don't let that a work in progress use my shit.
Or McDivitt's his attorneys. Yeah, mm-hmm. you don't want to get hit with.
Hey, we're in Syracuse at the I don't know that word, memorial.
Memorial. The Onondaga. I think he's one of the up and comers on the Royal Rumble. The Onondaga Warrior. His face paints just upside down, and he talks with his hands down instead of up. He's the opposite warrior.
He's not this warrior. He's not that warrior. He's the opposite warrior.
It's the Onondaga Warrior. I don't know why his hands go that way, but they do.
This is the Onondaga. That's why.
It's like the BWO.
Wasn't the Blue Meanie like on AEW the other day or something I saw?
I did see a picture of him on it. I don't know if it was televised or he was just there. Knobs or Sags. Which one are you rooting for? Are you hoping a Knobs match or a Sags match?
I'm going for Sags because Knobs is the worst. Oh, Shawn Michaels is going to be here. The king of mullets.
Ooh, Tatanka. Tatanka still on his unbeaten streak here too, isn't he?
I think he is. And the Berserker's here. We're going to start stabbing motherfuckers.
Don't cross the line. You be serving hard times.
My handsome, very handsome young big boss man here.
Ray Trailer. Oh, look, speaking of handsome, could you get much more handsome back in 91?
I don't think so. I don't think you could. Absolutely not. The fans don't like it.
They don't know what they like yet.
It's only appropriate. I think Shawn Michaels, he's the king of mullets. So, I mean, his mullet should start on every one of these episodes, I feel like. Oh, God, look at this tall drink of water.
He looks like he's selling, like, fish down at the market.
Yeah, he does.
Is that the guy from NXT? What's his name? Tony D'Angelo?
That's his uncle. That's his uncle. Bobby D'Angelo.
Uncle Tony. They're all named Tony. All three brothers are named Tony. Everyone's named Tony.
Oh, that guy. That lady's excited. For what? I'm not sure.
Those long clip-on earrings.
She wants Tony DeVito's fucking uncle to put his goddamn shirt back on. We all do.
Uh-oh. What are we getting on here?
Holy cow, what's happening now?
I thought we were getting a Lita and Edge situation going on there.
Right? What in the world? Referee Tim White here looking young and very dapper. I can't get over this. This guy looks like he just came. They picked him up at the bowling alley after he worked, 6 hours selling fish. He was down at the bowling alley and they got him in here to wrestle Shawn Michaels.
He's got multiple jobs.
He's got like five.
Where's this? Syracuse?
Syracuse, yeah.
Okay. If there's a fish market in Syracuse, I'm guessing Tony DeVito here works there.
He's got his finger in the fish racket. That's for damn sure.
Does it look like he has Bruno Sammartino's trunks on?
He does. He does look like he's wearing Bruno or Bob Backlund. They're a crossbreed between Bob Backlund and Bruno Sammartino's trunks. Yes.
How much offense do you think we get out of what's his name?
Bobby DeVito. I think is
what his name. I was thinking Jiggly DeVito. He just runs and he jiggles. It's
Jiggly
Jiggly Puff here.
Oh my goodness. He is, I mean, I don't know what we're talking about here. That guy has a tremendous physique. Look at that physique, pal. What's happening here?
Very sneaky. He got lured in by the siren that is Sherry Martel.
That's the first time a girl had ever talked to him, so it's okay.
I mean, at least in his when he had his shirt off and in his underwear. He's like, she can see all this and she's still talking to me.
Is she blind? Oh, the WWF magazine. And remember, they tried to sell a lot of those magazines by putting WWF magazine on the cover.
Does that say Boys to Men?
The boys from the men from the boys.
Oh, okay. I was trying to think. Oh, that was a bad. I don't think he even connected on that, did he?
I was going to say, that didn't hit anything.
I think I'm closer to you in Nebraska right now than that foot was to Tony D'Angelo's face.
Absolutely, it was.
Oh, he didn't even go for the pin. He's got to connect again. Oh, this is well, when this he had
was,
that side
so this suplex. Was his finisher back in those days. That was his finisher. It wasn't even the super kick. It was that stupid back slam that he just did.
Yeah. That's because he missed it by 4 feet back then.
Yeah, that was one of the worst super kicks I think I've ever seen.
That was real bad.
Yeah.
Do you think does he have a better super kick than the one he hit on Shelton Benjamin?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I can't think of one.
That was so good.
Yeah, that was really good.
Uh-oh. Oh, you got some.
Like, you've seen that spot a lot where people get super, but I think that was the first one.
That's probably what it was, you know, and it was the first time you ever saw that.
Oh, we're going to recap. With it. Do you remember this from the last time we watched Superstars?
Actually, yeah. Now it's starting to come back to me.
We discussed our top five real Americans, and I'm actually offended. I'm actually a little bit upset that I didn't put Kurt Angle on there. Kurt Angle should have been on the list. I didn't put him on my list.
Oh, yeah. God damn it. Kurt. Were we just doing wrestling Americans or all?
I know you were saying any, but then because we're just marks, I went with all wrestlers. But I didn't pick Kurt Angle, which I should have.
Yeah, we're sorry, Kurt. If you hear this back, you're at least top two.
Yeah, you got to be a top two real American.
He never turned his back on the country like Sarge, though. Sarge, that's when he true. WrestleMania, was it 9 or 8?
WrestleMania 7. WrestleMania 7 is when he, yeah. And then even Hacksaw Jim Duggan, if you remember, in WCW.
Oh, in Canada. He was Canadian.
Canada, yep. See, yeah. You remember.
And he cut his hair or shaved his beard, one of the two.
One of the two, yeah.
I forget. I remember he didn't look anything like Hacksaw, and it was really, like, disappointing.
Yeah.
Everyone was really saddened by the non-Hacksaw Hacksaw.
Yeah, well, if he's not screaming home carrying a board, then what's he doing out here?
I mean, that's how I enter most like crowded rooms. I just walk in and go, ho, and see which girls turn around. I mean, a single me probably did that.
Or at least you used to. Yeah. So recap from last week. I didn't know it's a recap. You're going to show us the entire fucking match because this is the whole goddamn match. This isn't a recap.
This isn't a recap at all.
This is the cut off the entrance. You're trying to tell me this is a fucking recap? No, it isn't.
Let's put together a video package. Well, what's going to be on it? The whole match.
Just show the whole match. We got a gap to fill. Tony DeVito couldn't do longer than 2 minutes with Shawn Michaels, so they had to fill the time.
Oh, the cattle prod. What's more damaging, the cattle prod or Daniel Bryan's cattle mutilation?
Oof. My God, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with the cattle prod. Only because I'm a farmer, and if you didn't already know.
And it ended Goldberg's streak.
It did. So, I mean, that's the strongest thing ever, if it ended Goldberg's streak. I forgot about that. Little known fact that Goldberg's streak was, in fact, ended by a cattle prod.
Is that Morella in there?
What?
Is that Morella in there?
I believe that was Joey Morella.
He looked like someone. Like, he really looked like someone. No, I'm not talking about, like, Gorilla Monsoon or something. Like, who does he look like? He looks like a wrestler.
Like a nowadays wrestler?
Yeah.
What's Jimmy Hart so fucking excited about?
Sale at Taco Bell. You got two for one tacos, baby. We're going down to the Taco Bell. The hard tacos, they give cheese and lettuce and tomatoes. They give you tomatoes, let Jimmy. Well, no, but if you ask for extra, they do.
Well, not for free, they don't.
If you point a cattle prod in their direction, they do.
Do it for free. And you also get like these free shiny bracelets and you get to ride in a cop car. So it's Taco Bell. They really have a
speaking
good
of cop
going.
Cars, did you watch the Dark Side of the Ring this week?
Yes, I did.
I haven't watched it yet, but all I know is he blew up a police station and I didn't know anything about this guy at all.
Iron Kortoru. So the funny thing is, I say that I talk about this all the time, but I listen to a show called Crime and Sports. It's a podcast, but they talk about criminal athletes. And they actually did one on this guy like a long time ago. And yeah, he did some pretty insane fucking things. That was one of my favorite Dark Side of the Rings. I like the Dark Side of the Ring episodes where they can't just shift it and make it all seem like this is all just a WWE blame game. Because I feel like a lot of them just turn into like it's a WWE blame game.
Yeah, especially everyone they have anymore. It's like, what did WWE do wrong that they could have done better to like prevent this from happening?
Right, and I'm not like Plane Ride from Hell. Obviously, that's got a lot to do, and that is on WWE. But like Dino Bravo didn't get shot 12 times because the WWE he couldn't get over in WWE. Like that's not WWE's fault that happened. You know what I mean? Like some of them are just it gets a little bit outrageous. But I like that one because he never worked. I mean, he really didn't work for WWE, so you can't say that he blew up a police station because WWE released him.
No, I can't ever think of him. What was his name? Bruiser Bedlam?
Bruiser Bedlam, yeah. So his real name is Ion Kortoru, and then he also wrestled as Johnny Canine, which he did some jobber matches in WWE. Barry Hardy.
Look at that two-tone mullet. Now, when we look for mullets, that's what we look for. Right? Oh, gosh, and the achy breaky mullet right now. You can tell your dog to bite my leg.
Somehow we always work Billy Ray Cyrus into this thing.
Well, we're watching Superstars, and I'm guessing 91 probably was like prime Billy Ray. Maybe 93?
Nah, it's probably about right, yeah.
92, maybe? Right. Something like
90,
that?
It was 91, 92, I want to
I feel like Billy Ray probably got inspiration from Tatanka and his winning streak.
That's what I was just sitting at home, right? And I was watching that Tatanka there on that TV, and he won 27 straight matches. And I said, man, you can't tell my achy, break your heart that Tatanka ever is going to lose a match. And then
actually, if you watch Tatanka do his little skip thing like this, it's very much like the achy, breaky heart dance. I think we're on to something. You might want to call like Mythbusters. I don't know, someone.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we should. I'm gonna DM Billy Ray Cyrus after this and see if
just watch his little strut. He's got to do it again. He does it like after every move, where he does really the little hop.
Barry Hardy here, did long lost relative of the Hardy Boys. Little known fact. There it is.
There it is. You can tell my heart, my achy breaky heart.
He's singing that to the Ultimate Warrior right now because
he's talking to his hands again.
He's talking to the Warrior. He's talking to his hands. They must have had an argument because he put his hands down. He said, "Nah, I'm out of here."
How many Native Americans do you think dyed their hair red? Was that normal?
I don't. You know what? I don't know. Maybe, probably not. But maybe that's a very good question. And so I heard that he had to stop dyeing his hair red like that because you'd have to bleach it and then dye it, and his hair started falling out. So he had to stop doing it.
I mean, if it's imagine if it was in reverse and he dyed the mullet red.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture it. I might have to do a photo edit of that. Just swap the colors of his hair and make the rest
Where's
of that.
Where's LRF when we need him? He's really good at the photoshopping. Shout out to LRF.
And Ruggedy.
And yeah, that was my dog, Rugby, barking. He's an asshole. Ooh, big... A lot of finishing maneuvers involving dropping people from your back region. Shawn Michaels did it. Tatanka did it.
And then he dances around some more. He's doing the achy breaky. I seriously want to put a side-by-side screenshot of Billy Ray doing the achy breaky heart dance and Tatanka doing his little skip around. Because I think they're very similar. And the hair just like, it almost blows in the wind. It's like in slow motion, even though he's full speed.
He's not like outside, so there's no like wind to blow it.
No,
it just feels like it.
There it is. Look at that.
Oh, look at that. That mullet is beautiful. Look at that, pal. We're gonna give that mullet two thumbs up. Oh God.
Dude, Dave Meltzer gives that mullet at least 6 stars.
Seven in the Tokyo Dome, pal. God damn it, pal! Look at that body. Oh, his shoulders are bigger than his head. They were, Jesus Christ.
There's so much like cooking oil on those men.
Who buys that on pay-per-view? I mean, how much did that cost?
Do you think they had more women viewers or men viewers or just zero viewers altogether? Vince. All of Vince's TVs and like next to his like oil painting. It was Vince in a room of like 30 TVs. Oh, Linda. Oh God, Linda, look at them. Look at that one on TV3.
Look at those bodies. Nope. The Berserkers out here, Drew McIntyre's father. We're going to start cutting, motherfuckers. Is that Scotty Too Hottie? That is Scotty Too Hottie he is fighting. That is Scott Taylor.
Is it really?
That is Scotty Too Hottie. Yep, it absolutely
Does
is.
He do the worm?
I don't know, but God, I hope so.
He looks so small next to the... Look at him. He's tiny.
Well, the Berserker's a big man. After all, he's the Berserker.
Boots with the fur. Every time I see him, I just want to sing.
The boots with the fur, and then he's got like a racy 90 on too. So
I can't imagine a match between him and Tatanka, because I'd be singing Achy Breaky Heart and Boots with the Fur. Like, it maybe make a remix.
Yeah. That'd be something.
Husk. Husk.
Husk. Husk. Oh, darn. I thought we were going to get a promo from the Berserker here. As you know, he's always been a great promo guy. So a lot of good things to say.
Him and Mr. Fuji both very strong on the promos.
Very strong promo guys. Absolutely. Really smart pairing for two guys who can speak so well together. Solid pairing.
Like Scotty Too Hotty here. He's like, I can't even believe that Scotty Too Hotty looks so young.
Yeah. That is him.
Is he with any company right now? Is he working for WWE?
I believe
like
he's
an agent or something.
I believe he's a trainer at the Performance Center, I want to say.
Is the Berserker working anywhere?
I don't know if John Nord is working anywhere. It's actually crazy. This guy is from like Minnesota, and he went to like the same high school as like a bunch of different other wrestlers, like Mr. Perfect, Rick Rude, Barry Darso, and all those guys went to the same high school together, like Robbinsdale, Minnesota or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I've heard about – I didn't know he was part of that group.
Yep. John Nord, stabbing motherfuckers McIntyre, as we like to call him.
he's got some real criminal activities, like the wrestler that's like 6'8" has a sword, and then Mr. Fuji has a cane.
Like, lots to unpack. He got some good elevation on that knee drop there, though, from the boots with the fur man here.
I just heard Bessie barking. I think she's barking back at your dogs.
they're trying to communicate, I think. I think
they're hold their hands up and talk like Tatanka and Ultimate Warrior.
Here we go.
Sean Mooney here. Let me clean these eyebrows up. 1 second, please. There we go. Now we're back. We're live. Sean Mooney back at the event center here, and I'm here to tell you all about the superstars. First, we started off with a match that was Ric Flair versus Sergeant Slaughter, and instead of just showing you highlights, we showed you the entire thing in its entirety. Now look back at my eyebrows.
Arriba! So, like, I don't know, listen to the finale of Giggle Mania 3 if you haven't, but we talked about how Tito Santana was on, like, the first 8 WrestleManias. Did you know that? The first 8 WrestleManias, Tito Santana had a match.
I honestly would have no idea. Who did he? Anyone have that long of a streak like that early?
Hogan. Hogan is the only other guy, because Hogan was like 1 through 8. One through 9 he was in too. So Hogan's the only other guy that had that long of a streak. That's crazy, right?
I mean, I would have thought maybe Heenan, but not wrestling.
Right. Maybe, but I don't think he was even around. Was he? He was with Big John Studd at WrestleMania 1. So, yeah, but Jeremy was like, wasn't Tito on like the first 9 WrestleManias or something? I was like, no way. And then I started counting them up. I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, I would have never known that. I couldn't even think of that. Like, I'm trying to remember who he would have wrestled at each of them. I could think of a couple of, who's wrestling here? Baby, we either got Knobs or Sags. I'm not sure who you're going to wrestle. We'll figure it out when we get out there, Warrior, but we're coming for you.
The Warriors are really worried about these guys. They're going to get real, real nasty.
Who's nastier, Knobs or Sags?
Knobs for sure. 100% it's Knobs.
I picture Knobs like he either can go to the bathroom in the toilet or to the sink directly next to it, and he chooses the sink. That's right. How nasty, like, he is, because he's as nasty as he wants to be.
There's no reason to go in the sink. He just does it.
Because he's Knobs.
What do you mean? That's how I do it at my house, he says.
That's how we do things when you're nasty.
That's right.
I don't know why I thought about that, but came across my mind.
I mean, you're absolutely right, though. You're absolutely right. That is a fact. More superstars to come. Oh, it's Brother Crush.
He's in the junkyard to crush things.
That's right. Brother Crush comes to the Brother Crush yard to Brother Crush, because he got to get his Brother Crush. And then you tell my Brother Achy Breaky Heart that my Brother Achy Breaky Heart just don't Brother understand.
You see, when you live in Hawaii, there's only 3 miles here on this island. So instead of throwing things away, you got to crush them real small to be able to live on this small island. So that, you know who they had do that? Me. Crush. I crushed everything. I crushed cars. I crushed cans. I crushed pieces of paper. I crushed this car. I use this machine, but I could crush it with my own bare hands if I wanted to. Now look at my mullet.
He's crushing it.
Brother, brother.
Yeah, you got to say brother, brother. It's important. Oh, brother. You crushed your car.
He's so excited crushing things. I love that his gimmick is literally just crushing things.
Yeah, that's it. He's just, I crush stuff. That's me.
Imagine if it, like, they had axe and they had smash, but they didn't axe nor smash things. Like, why did they think crush would just crush things?
Jay Sledge? Is that what that is? Jay Sledge is out here, folks.
That's an,
yeah, could
that's
you imagine a... if every time, you know, axe and smash came out? Oh, fuck, it's the Repo Man. If axe and smash came out, he had to cut fucking wood with a fucking axe and smash, just like smashed up with his boots. Like, what the fuck, like cans? They got cans set up for him that he's smashing.
The Repo Man repossesses the cans he smashes. Do you think he's coming to take Jay Sledge's car because he's delinquent on his payments?
Probably, or he's coming to steal his sledge back, one or the other.
Oh,
why,
man,
does he have chunks of tire? Like, I don't understand why his chunks of tire on his cape. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I think he should. It would have been so much better if he would have just taken a random article of clothing from the person he beats. Like, he steals Jay Sledge's left boot. He repossesses the boot.
Yeah, the bulldog said, "I wasn't even fucking there.
I wasn't even fucking there. Where's Matilda?"
I was gonna try to do like a whole British thing, but I thought, nah, I wouldn't be good at that. So Jay Sledge is all tied up now. Joey Morella, I call him Joey Short Sleeves, is out here today. Look at that.
I'm still trying to figure out who he looks like. I need to get this figured out.
I don't know. He looks like Hook. I'm just kidding. It's
not Hook. Oh no, not Hook.
Just kidding. What an exciting match this has been. The Repo Man doesn't know what he wants to do. Does he want to do a full crab, a half crab? He ain't sure.
A step over single leg crab. Oh, that was it? He made him tap with that?
Well, I mean, it was a step over single leg crab, Mayor. It takes a real man, like one but tougher than Jay Sledge.
I'm still waiting for him just to repossess the boot.
Oh, we're gonna start. We're gonna choke motherfuckers. Is what we're gonna do. So, is he a Repo Man or is he like a hangman? I don't understand. I don't get the gimmick.
I don't know. I don't like seeing people hang from ropes.
Me neither. Like, we talked about this last time. We can't have Stone Cold Steve Austin flipping people off, but we can have the Repo Man fucking choking motherfuckers. That's fine.
On the peacock.
On the fucking peacock. It's an outrage.
Sean Mooney's very upset about this.
I mean, as well he should be. I am also upset.
Who has better eyebrows, Sean Mooney or, gosh, what's the guy? I can't think. Eugene Levy.
Eugene Levy.
He's the dad on American Pie.
Oh,
those are some fantastic eyebrows.
Those are. Oh God, it's Skinner. You know what? I was gonna go with Sean Mooney, no matter who you said, but then you said that guy. But he did have some nice eyebrows, but I'm still going to have to go with Sean Mooney.
Mooney thanks you about that.
You're welcome, Sean. Oh, Skinner's got the chaw and the Skinner went to Gator. And if you mess with me, I'll put the Gators in your bed. That's what I do.
Do you think he just went straight menthol? Like,
yeah, definitely menthol. He's a menthol guy.
He didn't even have like the little bags. He just chewed like straight tobacco and just stuck.
He got
it
a
in his
fucking
gums.
Like an old soup can that he's holding in his left hand. I guess that's a spit cot. Ugh, I don't like it.
Ugh,
I don't like it.
Sean Mooney doesn't like it either. He's way too high class for that.
Sean Mooney speaks in the third person all the time.
If Sean Mooney smoked anything back then, and he smoked Virginia Slims.
He does look like a Virginia Slim guy. Absolutely. Him and my grandma.
That's what my mom smokes. So.
Oh. Yeah, I think my grandma used to smoke Virginia Slims too. Bret the Hitman Hart here with the Intercontinental Championship. I love that belt. It's
such a good looking belt there.
Better than the one they have now.
Yeah.
Is Nakamura still Intercontinental Champion?
Nakamura is Intercontinental, okay. And I'm trying to think who's U.S. Champion. Why can't I think of that right
Damian
now?
Damian Priest.
Damian Priest, that's it.
I'm a big fan of Damian Priest.
Yes. Yeah, I like that guy a lot. Super and talented.
I always liked what he did in the ring, but I was never like a fan of his character in NXT. But he's one of the rare guys that gets called up and is actually doing better on the main roster than he did at NXT, I think.
He's
main event.
He's been able to work with guys that are like his size also, like Sheamus and Drew McIntyre, and they've put together really good matches.
Yep.
And has he had a match with Lashley yet?
I don't think he has. I don't think he has yet.
Okay. I'd like to see that.
I would as well like to see that. But you know what I really like to see? Big Boss Man who's out here totally had that action figure, and I was like, that kid is fucking happy as shit.
I don't know if you can see this. Do you see that down there?
I do see that.
He's going nuts. I think I have to let him out. So if you can give me about 15 seconds.
Go for it, pal.
He's going crazy. Like, he's just going to, like, start pissing all over my dining room if I don't let him out.
He's just happy to see the Big Boss Man. Why wouldn't he be? Who let the dogs out? So the mayor's letting the dogs out. Who? The mayor, that's who. The Big Boss Man is facing, I'm not sure who this man is. He's got some colorful trunks on, so that's something. He looks like a high school gym teacher. He just got kicked right in the fucking face. Boss Man kicked him right in the fucking face. Mr. Smith is getting his ass whooped by the Big Boss Man after he had to teach third period gym class. Can't believe it.
I apologize about that brief interruption.
Dogs don't give a fuck about podcasts. If they gotta go, they gotta go. I've decided that this man is an eighth grade, I don't know if I said eighth grade, but an eighth grade gym teacher. And this is his part-time job getting his ass whooped by the Big Boss Man. So
is his name like Mr. Laurels or something? What's his name?
I said Mr. Smith, but Mr. Laurels is a lot better. So we're gonna go with Mr. Laurels here.
And what was your eighth grade gym teacher's name?
Oh fuck. Mr. Christensen was my eighth grade gym teacher's name.
I had a Miss Fowler, and she could have passed as a Mister, but her name was Miss Fowler.
Yeah.
Very nice lady, though.
I'm sure she was. She sounds like a wonderful woman.
She joined in and played volleyball and mat ball with us. I mean, it was good times.
She destroyed you guys, too, didn't she? Ooh.
Boss Man Slam, it's over. Pin him with the fingertips.
Yep.
You can count to 100, Timothy White.
You can count for forever. It don't matter, man.
Did you ever hear the Eminem song where he references Timothy White, but it's not that Timothy White?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, every time he'd say Timothy White, I'd pop as like, whatever I would have been, 17, 18 at the time. I'd be like, oh, he's talking about the referee. He's talking about the referee.
the most famous WWF referee, too, is Timmy White.
Would even know anyone else named Timothy White? I need to look up the song. I think I can't remember what it is. It was from one of the first two albums.
Well, Marshall Mathers knows somebody named Timmy White. Who do we got now? We don't have somebody in the ring already, so this must not be a jobber match. Is it the Warrior versus Knobs or Sags?
I think so.
It is. It is the Warrior versus Knobs or Sags.
We're not sure. Could be both.
I mean, it might as well be both. The Warrior probably still whoop their asses even if it's both. Oh, good. I thought we were.
I always love watching back like videos of wrestlers like saying how much they hated the Warrior.
Yeah,
he's a piece of shit.
I was listening to like an old episode of Something to Wrestle With. They're talking about the 1988 SummerSlam, and like Bruce always says something bad about the Ultimate Warrior, and Conrad's like, I don't like that you dogged Ultimate Warrior so much. He's one of my favorites. And he's like, well, you never had to work with
him. Gosh, he's literally beating both of them right now with clotheslines.
He really is. Like, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. That was stiff.
He knew no other way to work.
It doesn't matter who he wrestles, Nas or Sags, they're both fucking concussed. I can tell you that right now. They don't know where the fuck they are.
Yeah, they literally just got double clothesline, like right in the head. Like Jesus right in the forehead.
Christ. He just fucking... He He's gonna kill these guys.
Jimmy Hart doesn't even want to be around him.
I think Nas is legitimately pissed.
I forget which one. One of them was like supposed to be like a real tough guy.
I'm sure they're not punks. I mean,
no, they're both big fellows.
Right, they're nasty after all. They'll do anything.
And they're nasty. They piss in sinks.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. We have no proof of this. On the next Dark Side of the Ring, Brian Knobs urinates in sinks.
Alleged sink pisser.
Alleged sink pisser. Peeing in the sink. Whoa. I don't know. He just made a song called Peeing in the Sink. But...
it's like one of those Dave Chappelle. Oh, God. Oh, now fucking Papa Shango's coming out here.
Oh, that was a three count. You need to count a little quicker there, Earl.
Yeah, Earl, what you doing? The way Papa Shango's walking, he's got a garbage bag on his back. So that's nice. Uh-oh. He stole the Ultimate Warrior's armband. There is a giant thing of cotton candy making its way through the Wagga Wagga Memorial Coliseum.
That's actually what spell he cast. He came out and cast cotton candy spell. He's like, God dang it, I said the wrong words. I was supposed to make the warrior spit black blood, but I cast cotton candy.
Damn it. He's got to go back and work on his spells.
I said Unindunga and not Unindanga.
You summon the god of God's candy.
Cotton candy is a delicious treat when you're like 10.
Yeah, but not when you're an adult because that's too fucking sugary.
God, ooh. He just hits people. He doesn't even try.
No. Ow. He hit him with the chair.
He deserves it.
He beat the shit out of both of these guys. He does deserve it.
I don't ever feel bad about anything that happens to Warrior in the ring.
Where's he going? He's leaving?
I don't know.
He did his part, I guess.
One, two.
Uh-oh. Papa Shango must have cast the get your ass back here spell on him. So he had to head to the back.
He's heading back. He saw a sink that hasn't been urinated in yet.
He said, wait a minute, not on my watch, not up in here.
Walk-a-walk. Not in this Onondaga Center. I'm gonna piss at all the sinks.
I gotta say, this match has went on a lot longer than I thought it would.
Uh-oh, here come the four moves of doom.
Yeah. Well, it's just one move.
Okay,
four times.
Okay, one move of doom.
Just the one move. Right. Tell me John Cena can't wrestle and then watch this shit. So Knobs now has
a bunch of stiff as hell clotheslines and a body splash.
Knobs now has got six concussions just in one match. So.
Imagine saying you want $1 million for one match to do that.
I don't know.
Isn't that what he tried to hold Vince McMahon up for at WrestleMania?
I think it was, yes, one of the SummerSlam. It was something like that.
Their SummerSlam.
He's back out here. I think he might get a spell right this time.
I hope so.
What's happening now? The Warriors celebrating after beating Knobs. Uh-oh.
Do you think at, I can't call him Papa Shango now, but what's the Godfather's real name?
Charles Wright, I believe.
Charles Wright. Do you think at Charles Wright's gentleman club, any of his women dress up as his Papa Shango character or Godfather character during any of their sets?
Would be something if they did, wouldn't it?
I mean, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be out there in Vegas.
Me neither. I've never been to Vegas. I don't plan on going. It seems crowded.
Very crowded.
Yes. It feels very crowded, I bet.
I mean, I haven't been there for about 7 years, 6 years, but...
So it's even more crowded than it was then.
Even more crowded now. Although they did make it a little bit nicer the last time that I was there. Uh-oh, we got him. He hit him with the cotton candy in the tummy. He gave him bubble guts.
He put 17 bags of cotton candy in the Warrior's stomach. He is sick as a dog now.
That's where all that cotton candy went. It teleported into Warrior's stomach.
Into Warrior's belly.
And now he's got sugar bubble guts.
Yep. Poor Warrior. Oh man, he's gonna be sore for a while. Look at this guy. He's doing like a little dance there.
That guy looks like a driving instructor.
he's Mr.
Like Tuttle from like Saved by the Bell. Was that him? Was that Mr. Tuttle?
Mr. Tuttle. We drop a lot of Saved by the Bell stuff on the show. Oh man, the Warriors either got bubble guts or he's having a baby. One or the other.
I don't know. I'm still looking at the driving instructor there. He's teaching him about a parallel park right now. I don't need to know how to parallel park. Papa Shango just gave me bubble guts.
Right. You got any fucking give him some Rolaids or something.
Uh-oh.
Pepto-Bismol might help. This is very interesting. This is some 1990 shit right here. The Warrior is writhing in pain. Papa Shango is in some sort of weird trance.
But the weird thing is, like, as much as we say, like, this is 90s and goofy, like, literally months ago, The Fiend and Alexa Bliss were doing the same exact stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point, Bob.
Not by my choice.
No,
I mean, to look back at it and laugh at it now is great, but, like, to think that this was still happening in 2021 is, like, Why are you doing that?
Oh God, they got the Warrior on a stretcher back here. What's going to happen now? The driving instructor is still about parallel park.
He's still trying to teach him how to parallel park. Is that the Brooklyn Brawler? The Warrior just had Mae Young's hand.
it's coming out of his mouth. Well, that was weird.
All right, before this match starts, I'm going to let Mr. Angus back in. I'll be right back.
Let him back in. What do we got here? We got Natso Paul Roma on this side. Is that Jumpin' Jim Bronzell? That is fucking Jumpin' Jim Bronzell. That guy's got a rat's tail. That guy has a rat's tail. I don't know. Oh, it's the Genius. Oh, the mayor's going to be so excited when he gets back here because it's the fucking Beverly Brothers.
Oh, man, here we go. Beverly Brothers from Shaker Heights, Ohio. I'm really excited for this match.
Is that true?
I'm not sure there's... What's that?
Are they from Ohio? You make that up.
That's where they were billed from. I have no idea where they're from.
Okay.
But they were billed from Shaker Heights, Ohio.
Okay.
And they look like anyone that worked at a gas station in Shaker Heights, Ohio. So
it fits.
I'm not going to dispute it. And if the Genius read it just like this and said... I don't know what he's reading right now.
He's reading a poem, of course.
I'm going to read you a poem. A poem about how we know him.
That was a pretty good Genius impression, actually.
I didn't work on that one at all. I just kind of threw that one out.
So we got Jumpin' Jim Bronzell is one of the guys they're facing.
Ooh, is he a killer bee at this time?
No, not a killer bee at this time. He's
not jumping.
No, he's not jumping anymore. His jumping days are over.
He's grounded, Jim Brunzel.
Ooh, he's mat-based Jim Brunzel. That's his new gimmick. He's mat-based Jim Brunzel. And then he's fighting. His tag team partner's got a rat's tail. I named him Natso Paul Roma. He's Natso Paul Roma. Oh.
Salmon Trunks. Jim Brunzell.
they're very pretty. Very pretty salmon trunks for Jim Brunzell here. Very nice. Dangerous Danny Davis, of course, the referee. We can't forget that.
Ooh. You don't
got to bring that up.
Triple D. He is the original Triple H, but with Triple D.
This is Triple D. Yep. That's where Triple H got the idea to be Triple H. Actually, was from Triple D. Beautiful butterfly suplex there. But
I'm telling you, every time I see these guys, I'm like, they're so good. Like, both these guys were really good tag team wrestlers. Or they wrestled stars.
They wrestled in AWA as the Minnesota Wrecking Crew, I believe, too. So they had some years together. They definitely are impressive.
Yeah, they were really good. I don't ever hear anyone talk about them as, like, you know, a good tag team from the past or anything. But every time I see a match from them, I'm like, man, these guys could be like wrestlers today.
Yeah, they're ahead of their time, definitely. Jesus fucking Christ.
That move is so good. Someone needs to bring that back. If FTR ever could bring back another move. Like, I know they do the Shatter Machine, but, and that's pretty much a Shatter Machine with like a Phase Buster.
Yeah. What's he doing now? Oh, he's putting paint on the scroll. Why? I don't know, but oh, Jesus Christ. Such a good move. It's a good way to kill a guy. Oh, they're going to paint his face because the LOD has face paint. So they're going to paint this man's face like LOD. Not so Paul Roma here. Well, at least get the same colors that they use. That's, come on. Yeah. Now he just looks like Sting.
I don't know. It's kind of Michigan colors. And right now, both of us are anti-Michigan for the weekend.
Boo. Anti-Michigan forever. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I mean, forever, but still. I know the hatred of Ohio and Michigan runs deep, but I didn't know about Nebraska.
Well, besides Ohio State, I don't like any other Big Ten team. But, like, the team that we hate the most is Iowa.
It has to be Iowa.
Yeah, it's Iowa. Yeah, definitely. Fuck Iowa. Fuck the Hawkeyes.
And their shitty gas station pizzas.
Yeah, exactly. Sean Mooney here, and I have to say that Iowa gas station pizza sucks. There we go.
Oh, he even threw an eyebrow raise. Did you see that? He's the original people's eyebrows. He's the people's eyebrows.
He'll always be the people's champion in my heart. So
his tie looks like a rug I have.
Yeah, get the fucking breadsticks ready. It's motherfucking Virgil.
I'm not sure what Virgil's saying right now, but I guarantee it's really good.
Oh, I guarantee it's. He said, you know, after I win my match, I'm going to head on down to Olive Garden. I don't want no salad. I don't want no soup. All I want is some breadsticks and get me my fuck money.
You know, they asked me when they should stop shredding that cheese. You know what I told them? Keep cranking, baby. Keep cranking. And that's like what I said. Cheese. I don't know what he's talking about, but I really want to hear it.
I'm sure it's tremendous, pal.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch this later tonight. I've got nothing else to do.
This guy gotta hear it.
Sean Mooney's recapping what Virgil just said,
Virgil said they've got all day soup and salad from 9 to 5 at Olive Garden.
I don't know what that has to do with his feud with. Who was he feuding with? Big Boss Man at the time?
The Repo Man? I'm not sure. The Repo Man. See, like the Repo Man, I always saw him repo stuff. I never, ever, ever saw him repo a car, ever. I saw like...
No, you think they could have done a vignette for that?
Yeah. Why didn't he fucking take Macho Man's car instead of his hat? Like, why did it have to be the hat? I don't understand.
Oh, gosh. I forgot all about that. Was that like the first Monday Night Raw 2 or something?
It was one of the first ones. Yeah, it was one of the first ones.
He repoed Macho Man's hat. God, yeah. How terrible was that?
I'm going to steal your hat. Oh. He says, after the match is over, I'm going to choke motherfuckers.
He's just like the Hamburglar.
Yes, he is in the AWI Hall of Fame as the Hamburglar. So,
gosh, I just looked at myself for the first time and realized that my hair blends back in with that thing again, and now I feel uncomfortable.
It looks like your hair was combed up like that with a fork.
Very much so. I actually do my hair with a fork.
I figured. It looks like it.
I really want one of those hats.
That's what's great. Oh, next week we're going to get to see the Bushwhackers in Kamala.
The Ugandan giant.
You got it. And the fucking Undertaker. Also, Money Inc., your favorite tag team.
I love Money Inc.
I know you do, pal.
Actually, I like VK Wall Street even better than IRS.
Wow. That's a bold statement, pal.
If you've ever watched any of the, what was it, the York Foundation?
Yeah.
If you've watched their old promos with Terry Reynolds at the time, I forget what her name was, but
Alexa York,
very good. Wow, look at you. We talked too much.
We talked about this on the last episode.
No, we didn't, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, geez, wow. I don't know what I was doing that night, but
I think he was. I think you were drinking too many pumpkin spice beers. What you were doing? I think that IRS and Teddy Biasi were on the last one, and I think that's where we got into it because you were talking about how they had like scouting reports and
all that. Yeah, they had the scouting reports. I remember talking about that, but I didn't remember that it was with you. I thought it was like a long time ago that I talked about this, but maybe it was like a month ago.
It was at least 2 weeks ago, that's for sure.
Okay.
I can't remember.
It's been a long 2 weeks.
All my goddamn days run together. That's what happens when you get old. Well,
yeah.
So that's going to do it for, this is the fifth episode of The Mayor of Superstars. We made it all the way to five. Can you believe it?
Big time five.
They said five, couldn't
five
be
five will make you go up, sing it. One, two, three, four. No, not a big five fan.
Five's cool.
Huh?
Is that a real song or you just make that up?
No, it's a real song.
I don't know.
You remember five, the lights, when the lights go out?
I don't remember that.
Oh my gosh, it had to be maybe 99, 2000. They were like a boy band named Five. And they sang Baby When the Lights Go Out.
I'll send
you the video later.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure if I heard it, I would probably know, but like that doesn't ring any bells.
I believe the video is set at a bowling alley, and they're all wearing like yellow Tommy gear, like Tommy Hilfiger, like suspenders and stuff.
That sounds about 1999, yeah. That sounds about right, yeah.
That's pretty much what the video is. They were way below like Backstreet Boys and NSYNC and LFO and 98 Degrees. They were like the C squad.
Were there five guys in the group?
I think so.
Okay, hard hitting question. This is the hard hitting question. Which one was better? Which group was better? Five or Together?
Oh, Together is way better.
I just wanted to get a Together reference in there because I know you love that shit.
No, I love all. I don't sound stupid. I'm not sure if this is still being recorded, but I love all boy bands. We're still recording, aren't we?
Val, I don't know who you're talking to. I love all boy bands too. Get out of here,
man. I'll listen to boy band music all day. Val. I mean, I can't hide it. I mean, I still watch Hallmark Christmas movies like it's
that's
my job.
True. I mean, that's way more embarrassing than say you listen to NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. Some good music.
That's true. You can't deny it. Pal, I like to listen to Taylor Swift, so I'm not throwing any shade.
I'm in there with you. I mean,
see? Yes.
I'm definitely on that bandwagon. Like, I try to like say, oh, this sucks. And then I hear it, and I'm singing it for like 3 days straight.
Exactly.
It doesn't get out of my head.
You can try to say that it sucks, but you know that it doesn't.
Yeah, even if you think it does. Like internally, you know it doesn't because you keep singing it and hearing it in your head.
Yeah, it's like when people try to say that Tom Brady isn't the greatest quarterback of all time, but you know that they know that they're lying to themselves.
Yeah, like Tom, I'm afraid. You can't even argue. How could you argue that he's not the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yeah, I don't see it. And I'm not a fan of his. I'm not a Patriots fan, but I don't see how you can argue it. I mean, he's the greatest quarterback ever.
It's not even close at this point. I mean, maybe someday someone else will go to a Super Bowl literally every other year.
Right, but until
for
that day comes.
For 22 years straight.
Right, until that day comes, we'll start. Brady will still be playing. Mahomes will retire, and Brady will still be playing. He's 57.
And throw for 4,000 yards a season and, you know, have 40 touchdowns a season and 10 interceptions for 20 years straight.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Well, we got a lot of good here. We talked about boy bands, our love for Taylor Swift, and football. But that's going to do it for the fifth episode of The Mayor of Superstars. Mayor, as always, it was a pleasure.
Man, the mayor is still speaking in third person, so it means it's been a good night, buddy.
That's exactly what it is. You and Sean Mooney and The Rock are the only people who are allowed to talk in third person.
And we all have an eyebrow. Although Sean Mooney has two. I may be only notable for one. Try to do one. The Rock. Speaking of The Rock, have you heard his new rap single?
No.
I want to say it's with Tech N9ne and it just came out today. You haven't heard it?
No, I didn't.
He references like Terramana in it like
ten
times in like 5 seconds. So you'd love it. You've got to hear it. You should almost search it up so we can listen to it.
But I
don't
want to
drag it
too.
On. But now you have to.
No, I have to.
I can't remember who it is. It could be like Ludacris and Tech N9ne in the song.
Man, I've heard has Ludacris been out of song in the last 10 years?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just trying to give him credit and put him on a song. Luna.
Well, pals, that's going to do it for episode 5. Thanks, everybody, for joining us, and we will catch you down the road.
See y'all later. Peace.
I remember too, like, Al Snow played some ninja too. Like,
oh, you're right.
I can't think of his name. I remember being a kid and, like, it was like Shawn Michaels was going to be on an episode of WWF Superstars and he was facing whoever this ninja guy was. And I believe it's Al Snow, but I can't remember the guy's name.
Al Snow, yeah, he was Leaf. Cassidy?
Leaf Cassidy, yeah, he was.
And he was a ninja. I don't remember what his name was. Now, you need to find your next trip to Target. You need to find the Al Snow ninja figure.
Dude, you don't even know. Like, the other day I went to, like, 4 stores looking for action figures and they didn't have any.
I still have 2 random ones. I don't remember if they're Jacks or who they were. Who would have been in, like, 2001 or 2002? Who would have been making WWF?
That would have been Jacks.
I still have a Shane McMahon and a Stephanie McMahon in package. I don't know how I never ended up opening them because I couldn't, like, buy stuff and not open it as a kid. Oh, I guess I couldn't even say a kid back in 2002. But
well, I mean, you probably still were.
I'm still a kid now. Just
that's him right there.
That's very much ninja-like. What's his name? Shinobi.
Shinobi. Yeah. Hold on, I got it better.
Also, a great Nintendo game or Sega Genesis game. And Sega Master System, if you ever played Shinobi.
Yeah, so actually that's funny, because when I looked up Shinobi, because I looked up Al Snow, and then, like, under his gimmicks, it said Shinobi. And I'm like, huh? And then so I just Googled Shinobi, and a video game came up, too.
It was a great game. The original one on Sega Master System, phenomenal game. Very difficult, but it was a great game.
Sega Master System?
Yeah, it came out in, like, 84? When you were negative 1 years old, probably.
When I was a fucking baby. Yeah, there he is right there.
Wow.
Shinobi.
That qualifies as a ninja. We'll count that. That's enough black gear to count as a ninja.
That's enough black gear to make you a ninja, sir.
Because Quang, he wasn't very ninja-like. Like, I wouldn't consider someone in, like, a white robe a ninja.
Yeah.
He's just a martial artist.
He's just a martial artist, yeah.
Glacier. Glacier wasn't a ninja.
No, Glacier wasn't a ninja. Ernest the Cat Miller, though, would you consider him a ninja?
He did have, like, my grandmother's, like, pajamas on when he wrestled.
He did, yeah.
So he'd be more close. I'd be more willing to accept someone calling him a ninja than Glacier. Is that Ruggs up there?
That is Rug. If you believe it or not, like, you've seen my dogs. Caner's the biggest one, but Rugby has the loudest bark.
All my dogs have really loud, scary barks whenever people come up.
Like, I really don't even know what the fuck are y'all barking at?
Someone's coming door to door to sell popcorn at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, friggin' 9:06 in the evening. You drinking more pumpkin beer?
No, this is actually cream soda Pepsi.
I'm a Coke guy. I don't like cream soda. I've never been a cream soda guy.
So it's like 2 strikes for you. It's cream soda and it's Pepsi.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't dislike Pepsi.
I have this as my backup. I haven't opened it yet. It's red, white, and berry.
There we go. Yeah, that leftover from
No, actually, I picked it up on the drive home tonight.
Oh, I was going to say, the leftover from
like 4th of July. Like, I cleaned out a cooler from, like, 3 months ago.
That's literally what I thought. I was like, oh, he probably got that leftover from the 4th of July.
It looks like my hair like blends into the spikes of the writing behind me.
It does. That's
like if I sit like the, wait, hang on, I'm like right there.
There you go. Yep. It looks like, it just looks like it's one of your hairs. It doesn't even look like it's on there. It looks like it's just one of your hairs.
I was at a restaurant once and punched someone because they came up to me and stuck a fork in my head and started twisting my hair like it was spaghetti and started laughing.
Hell no.
That didn't go over so well.
I bet. I would have done the exact same thing, yeah. Sir.
They got decked.
But as well as should have. Especially, like, you didn't know this person?
No.
Like, I could see that. That's not even cool if you knew the person to do some shit like that. Especially if you don't know them. You're asking to get punched.
Yeah, and this was like, you know, 22-year-old me just like didn't care about anything, and you know, I didn't even ask a question, didn't even say anything, just got up and leveled them. Just no, didn't go back to Applebee's for a while after that one.
Well, that's all right. Applebee's sucks
with their stupid song now.
Oh,